Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha and good evening, everyone. Thank you once again for tuning in to 99.5 FM, The Word. Just want to give a shout out to everybody that's tuning in tonight. And we just want to reach out to all our brothers up there in Wayava. Once again, Brother Bulla, but today I have the privilege of also having...
Hello.
There's a soundboard paying great attention once again. Hallelujah. Out of practice, been very busy at work. But we want to give a shout out to our brothers all the way up in Wayava and to our brothers up there in Halava. You know, just want to thank Chaplain Nolan and Chaplain Walter and the chapel crew, Chang Ryan, Jock Boy, Kavika, Joshua Kiola, and all our other guys up there. Just keep the faith, keep studying the Word of God. Down at FDC, want to give a shout out to our boys that we just saw there this past Sunday. Give a shout out to our brothers Jay, Lance, and Gary, and Dave and John. We're trying to get down there to see you.
Amen.
OCCC, had a wonderful time in OCCC this past weekend. And looking to try and get into some more modules this coming, but just want to give a shout out to our brothers are over there that are listening every night over there. And just want to give a shout out to Travis and Ruben. Thank you so much. You know, I just want to remind everybody that, you know, Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry of First Assembly of God. And we reach out to the broken, to the lost, and to those that are incarcerated. And like we always say, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. I know Amen. Many of you hear that. And that's because we truly believe that, you know, and there's a lot of people walking the streets of Waikiki that don't have the same freedom that those of you who know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior does. You know, we do have a website, and that is freeinsideministry.org. That's our website, www.freeinsideministry.org. And our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And we also have the old-fashioned way, and that is Free Inside Ministry, P.O. Box 89253. Once again, P.O. Box 89253. And that's Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. And get a message out to us. Let us know if this program's touched you or if you've listened to the program, if it's changed your life or if it's helping you. Thank you for all the correspondence we're getting. And we have our staff working on those replies, getting back to you. Thank you so much once again. And for those of you who do have the social media or your family does, tell them to go to our Facebook page at Free Inside Ministry. And they'll find a lot of great information there. But, you know, Lynn, why don't you welcome everybody today?
Aloha. Bulla, it's been a long time. Thanks for having me today.
Well, you know, we want to just let everybody know that we will be going up to Arizona next week to minister to our brothers up there. And actually, they're on Valentine's Day. And I find that pretty special because there's no greater love than the love of our Heavenly Father.
That's right.
And Valentine's Day is a day of love. And we're going to love on our brothers up there. Taking a Delta team, taking Brother Robert Helsham, taking my wife Lynette, myself, also Sister Linda Lee and Sister Marianne Gonuncio, small crew, call it the Delta Team, going to get in there, beat the devil down, and do some battle.
Amen.
And come out with the victory as always. Amen. You know, we wanted to do something just a little different tonight, if we could. If you could just allow us, we're going to be playing a song. And, you know, Lynn, say a few words about the song and, you know, how impactful it is, because it's so impactful that we're going to play it for you tonight.
Amen. You know, the brothers at OCCC at Module 18, you know this song. This is a song that we've been singing a cappella, and it's about the power of Jesus, amen, in his name. And so our sister Marion, she loves to sing this song in prison, and it's great because it just talks about the one thing, the name of Jesus. Amen, Bulla? Enjoy, my brothers and sisters.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
Use your key.
In the name of Jesus, There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, Timmy, say, there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
Let's say there is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it to
me. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an arm.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, army of the Lord, raise it.
There is power.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power.
In the name of Jesus. Just to break every chain. Yes, it will.
Yeah.
The chains are breaking, my brothers and sisters. The chains are breaking. The chains of bondage. The chains of depression. The chains of frustration. The chains of anger. The chains of resentment. The chains of bitterness. They're breaking. I can hear them breaking. That's such a powerful song because there's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus, my brothers and sisters. All you have to do is mention the name of Jesus, because when you do that, then every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. But also, when you mention the name of Jesus, that's when the darkness shall flee. That's when the demons shall run, because that's the power in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Yes, Father. You know, in Philippians 2:9, it says, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, in the glory of God the Father. There is absolutely no other name like Jesus. And further in Philippians 4:9, it says, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. My brothers and sisters, do you hear the chains falling? You know, it's just like the woman that was singing that song. She's saying, declare it. You know, it's like Bulla says, you know, if you say you're a believer, then believe. And you know, when she starts singing her song, we just love this song. When we're listening to it in our sanctuary, our truck, you know, I love it how she starts off the song. She says, use your key, use your key. You know, what key is she talking about? She's talking about the key to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, and I get so fired up when we sing this song. We sing it a cappella, you know. There's power in the name of Jesus. It is for all of us. And in those dark times, when you're at night, when it's dark and you're feeling lonely or depressed, you just close your eyes. You shut off the world and you just say, there's power in your name, Father. There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. And he heals you. He heals you. He heals you.
You see, it's when she talks about turning, use your key, use your key. The key is activating your faith. You see, when you activate your faith, you get access. You get access to the presence of the Lord, to the power of prayer. You turn on your key. You speak in the tongues of that you have, that the Lord has blessed you with. Or you just start praying. You start praising his name. You build up that altar of worship right in front of you. And you see, when we sing this song, or actually when we do a lot of praise and worship, I close my eyes. I lift my arms. I lift my voice. You know why? I'm not worshiping for anybody to watch me. I don't care who sees me. All I care is that the Lord hears my voice. I care that the Lord hears my voice, calling out his name, praising his name, thanking him, having an attitude of gratitude for all the blessings, because I praise his name in the storm. Hallelujah. Because I praise him when it's good, and I praise him when I'm bad. I praise him when I'm happy, and I praise him when I'm sad. I praise him. You know, I praise him so much, I get upset at work. I start praising the cabinet. I start praising the desk. I start praising the cabinet. I get so excited. I start preaching. And once I start preaching, then I want to take an offering. I'm going to give myself my own offering, you know, and I get all fired up because, you know what? Jesus never stopped giving up. He never gave up on us. He always took a beating for us. He kept getting up.
Ever.
Kept getting up. He kept getting up. Yeah, we get knocked down. Well, you know what? Jesus got knocked down.
Hello.
And he kept getting up. He could have just said, hey, Pops, come in and just blow these guys away. Enough already. He said, no, I know who I am, and I know what I need to do. When you know who you are, my brothers and sisters, when you know that you're a son and daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you know what your destiny is. Your destiny is to go and take the name of Jesus to the four corners of the world, the north, the south, and the east, and the west, so
Hallelujah.
That every ear shall hear the name of Jesus. We got to get out of church. We got to get out of those pews. We got to get out of those seats. Jesus didn't say sit. He didn't say stay. We're not dogs. He said go, because we had the Great Commission. Go forth. That means that it takes some action. We have to get up. We have to move our feet, and we have to move forward. We have to get out of the comfort zone of a building that we call church. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you,
Hallelujah.
The church is not in the building. The church is in your heart. And then inside
Hallelujah.
Of your heart is the Holy Spirit. You see,
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is the church. We got to get out of that concept of, I'm going to go to church on Sunday. No, we go to church every day. As soon as you open up your eyes and take a breath of air, you are the church. You're going to be in church right there, because you might be the only Bible somebody's going to see that day. You might be the only word of God that somebody someone's going to hear that day. You might be the only person that even thinks that knows he knows the Savior, that somebody's going to reach out. What are you going to do? Turn your back on that person, or are you going to reach down and lift them up? You're going to be an encourager. You're going to be a discourager. You're going to lift somebody up. You're going to step on them, put them down. Are you going to have the mercy and grace? Are you going to have the Christ-like eyes? Are you going to have the eyes of Christ, the heart of Christ, the ears of Christ? Are you going to be more Christ-like, or are you going to create more crisis around you? See, that's our whole problem, church. You see, and I'm gonna talk real right here, because a lot of us, we've heard the story about Peter walking on water, and there's a lot of different interpretations. And one interpretation that someone just shared with me the other day is Jesus came to the boat. The boat didn't go to Jesus. Jesus came to the boat. And you see, in the boat, that would represent the church. And Jesus said, come out here. Get out of the safe zone. Come out of your pew. Come out of your chair. Come out of your building. Come with me and do the impossible, because we're going to take the name, my name, to the four corners of the world. Oh, but that's such a faraway place. Oh, that's such a scary place. No, come and walk on water with me. Do the impossible, because I've commanded you to come and be with me. See, sometimes we're so comfortable where we're at in church, we don't want to follow Jesus where he's going to take us. But you know what happens? If Jesus were to turn around and walk away, how are we going to follow him? We're still going to be in the church. I'd rather be right next to Jesus walking on water, following him, than rowing the boat in a storm. Amen?
Amen? Amen.
See, it's in the obedience that Peter had to listen to the word of God and then take action. Many of us, my brothers and sisters, wherever you are, be it at the edge of your bunk or at the edge of your bed looking up, you might be looking through that little window right now at the stars at night because it's cleared up. We don't have the storm. You might see the moon out there tonight and say, what am I doing here? Well, you know what? Instead of worrying about what you're doing here, worry about what you're going to do to get out of there. And I'm not just talking about walking through those doors, walking through those iron gates. What are you going to do with your heart? What are you going to do with your soul? What are you going to do with your eternal life? Are you going to keep living the life you've lived to get what you've always got? Or are you going to do something different? Are you going to decide to make a decision that's going to change the path of your life forever, change the path of your family forever, change the path of your children forever? Because if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you got. I don't know how to explain that anymore. If you want something better, if you want something greater, if you want something that's going to taste good, I'm going to say try Jesus, because he's sweeter than sweet.
Change it up.
But you got to do something different, my brothers and sisters. You see, Peter had to do something different. Peter had to get out of the boat. Peter had to do something that he had never done before. But look how his life was forever changed. And it's in the obedience of our Lord and Savior that we will do things we never thought we could do.
That's right.
Peter never thought in his life he would walk on water. If I were to tell you today, I said, hey, Kimo, hey, honey girl, come with me. Call him on. I'll let you walk on water. What you talking about, cracker? Come on, Rev Boo. What you doing? But you see, that's because I'm asking you to do it. But if the Lord asked you to do it, I'm pretty sure you would be able to do it. A lot of times we don't know how to hear the voice of the Lord because we're too busy doing what we want to do. But funny when you get incarcerated, funny when you get put behind bars, all of a sudden you have a lot of what on your hands?
Time.
You have a lot of time. So either you're going to do the time or the time is going to
do you.
Do you. So all we're saying, if the world got you where you at, why don't you let the word of God get you out?
Get you out. I got to tell you, you know, I'm just fired up. You know, in Romans 10:17, it says, you know, like Bula was saying, right? You know, you got to activate your faith, my brothers and sisters. And in King James, in Romans 10:17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. If you are focused on Jesus and God, amen, your faith will be lifted, my brothers and sisters. And, you know, also in back to Philippians, I'm just fired up by the word today.
Hallelujah.
Filipino 3.
Yeah, my wife Filipino, she's pulling the Filipino card on me right now. That's a flip
Hallelujah.
Side. That's a flip side of that joke. You know? Hard, you know. I gotta tell all the time. That's not your book. That's the Bible. It's Philippians. Just to claim it for the country.
You're rubbing off on me, honey.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't say Malakanang, okay? It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's a whole different story. Come on, baby.
In Philippians,
there we go.
3:20-21, it says, like Bula was saying, right? You know, when she says, use your key. You know, right here it says, but our citizenship is in heaven.
Ooh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Our citizenship. You know, we may live, reside in Kapolei and Kalihi and Manoa, but you know, our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, the wonderful thing, my brothers and sisters, it's all about choices. You know, and when you sit there, whatever facility you're in, even to our brothers that are all the way in Saguaro, Arizona, you know that it's all about choices.
That's right.
And the choices that we make take us where we are. I mean, I'm not trying to belittle you or make anything indifferent about you being incarcerated, but it's all about choices. So what we come in with, Free Inside Ministry, is the opportunity, is the chance to make a better choice, possibly. You know, for those of you that follow our show, you know, it's been over a year since we've been on the radio. I just want to thank Mark and Mary Benson and Honolulu Ford for their continued support for making this dream into a reality. For our brothers that we saw recently at Halava Chapel, I know how many of you, that's only a small portion that listened to this program. For everyone who has an ear to the radio tonight, I want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in. It is a privilege and it is an honor and it is my utmost pleasure to share the word of God with you, because my brothers and sisters, I believe 95% of those that are incarcerated will be out one day, and I believe that you're going to be a better person because you've heard the word of God through
Praise
the blessings
God.
Of Honolulu Ford and Mark Benson, and through the patience and through the perseverance of myself, my wife, and the other ministers and pastors I have come on the show. All we want to do is, if we could just break it down into three words, is God loves you. And I don't know how much more easier to make that sound. And for some of you who never had a father in the house, who maybe had a father that had beat you or had a father that left you, that's not the same kind of father you have up in heaven. That's your heavenly father. Don't base your relationship with him on the relationship you had or did not have with your father here on earth. Hallelujah. Because what he has that no one else has, and I've yet to find this, is something called unconditional love. And we have no point of reference for that because that was our challenge. But you see, he loves us unconditionally. And a lot of us think that, oh, you know, when I get my life together, you know, I'll come to church, I'll worship God, you know, I'll do better. Well, you're never going to get your life together without Jesus Christ in your life. That's why Jesus kind of laughs and he goes, oh, that's, I've heard that before. You got to let him make you over, my brothers and sisters.
Amen. You know, I was just thinking, you know, on Saturday we were out at Halava Gym Chapel and our second service, pastor said, how many of you are believers? And they all raised their hands. And, you know, I could feel the heaviness that was upon their hearts. I can feel that sometimes it's so hard to fight the enemy that is just lying to you, you know. And I just got to tell you, my brothers, you just need to call out the name of Jesus, because there's power in his name. And I know that when we had you close your eyes and just listen to the praise and worship as it ministers to your heart, amen, that you were receiving. And I thank you, brothers, for taking a chance, coming out to fight your way to get there and to receive the word of God, because there's power in his name. There's so much power, 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 Bula.
You know, it's the peace that surpasses all understanding is what we want for each and every one of you. Because without that peace, everything is in turmoil. Everything is in chaos. Everything is upside down. But it's called Jehovah Shalom, the Prince of Peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding that is from Jesus Christ himself. But you see, when you have that peace, that doesn't mean that your life becomes perfect. That just means that the chaos around you won't upset the calmness within you. Amen. And like we always say, my brothers and sisters, you may feel that God put you in a storm and he blew you off course. Well, he might have, off the course you were on, because he needed to blow you on course, which would be his course. You see, we're made in the likeness of his image. He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you have
Amen.
To remember our anchor verse, he who the Son sets free
is free,
is free indeed.
Indeed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope.
And
a future.
Future.
That goes for everybody who's listening to the program right now and everybody who's not listening to the program.
It's
for
right.
everyone. It's the
everybody.
Word of God. The word of God was not meant for a select few called the Pharisees or the Sadducees or those that are in ministry or those that are volunteers. It is meant for everyone, because the word of God is the key to freedom of your soul, to get out of the bondage of hate, the bondage of anger, the bondage of unforgiveness, the bondage of disappointment. All those things that work against you, God wants to release you. That's why you can hear the chains breaking
break.
As you let the Lord come into your heart. He's able to break those chains and let
yes,
you come into the fullness
it.
And the likeness of his image that you were created and designed for through his eyes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, my brothers and sisters, God is all you need. In Colossians, it says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. And further, it says, you used to. Keywords, used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now keyword, now, right now, right here, in this place, and in this time, you must also rid yourself of all such things. And it goes on with all the other stuff. So, my brothers, close your eyes when you're frustrated and just call out the name of Jesus. Amen? Because there's power in his name. Power in his name.
You have to remember, my brothers and sisters, division is of the devil. Unity is of God.
That's
and like
right.
Lynn says, if it don't feel good, it ain't God.
It ain't right.
You know, it ain't right, you know. And even if it does feel good, you still got to check on it, make sure it aligns with the word of God and his wishes. But, you know, we just want to thank all of you for tuning in tonight. And we just want to let you know that, you know, it's it doesn't make your life any easier when you become a Christian.
That's right.
You know, it just makes you that you have a resource available to you. You know, no matter what happens, God loves you. God loves you right where you're at, but he loves you too much to leave you where you're at. And if we can know anything from tonight, just know that Free Inside Ministry, we love you guys, man.
Use your key.
We love you guys. But you know what? God loves you even more than that. And that's the blessing of tonight. You're too blessed to be stressed? Let's get blessed up. I'm tired of being messed up.
Hallelujah.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.